right now, Kevin, I think that it's easy to say that there are all kinds of people that are now taking a closer look at what's happening with regards to tonight's vote on the budget. And they're saying, this isn't what I asked for. This isn't what I want for my city. You're asking for me to pay a whole bunch more for 2020, and I don't see anything in it for me.
Right. Any ideas to the numbers that you're expecting to come out tonight?
You know, I wish I had that crystal ball. I don't know what to expect. I can tell you from a social media point of view, you know, the initial post that went out there has seen over 20,000 people visit it. There's 200 some odd people that have shared that. And every post that's happened after that has had significant views on it. It would be easy to say between Facebook and Twitter, there's probably been 30 to 40,000 people taking a look at what's going on. The media is all over it. And in a perfect world, there'll be between 1,000 and 5,000 people that are there. There is another event that's there before us or another group that's there before us. And, you know, maybe that one can spill into the other one and just simply show that we all care about public safety in the city.
Now, these people that are going to be there before, these are people who are in support of the Surrey Police Department. These are people who are in support of Doug McCallum and this current budget.
Well, we know the one thing I know for sure that they are in support of the Municipal Police Department, and they are supportive of seeing 350 police officers hired right away. And, you know, I'm not going to get into the debate as to, you know, which one is better, because, quite frankly, we don't know anything about what a municipal police force is going to look like. And we don't know what that municipal police force is going to cost. What we do know from the transition report is it will be less officers than we have now in the RCP and less services to those people that are out there, such as Sophie's Place. So right now, it's hard to disagree or agree to disagree when you don't know what the other side of the argument is.
And I think I heard that the other side that is in favor of a municipal police department, you're actually both in agreement on one point. That would be the extra police officers, yes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you have the police chief coming forward in two consecutive budgets and asking for more resources, more staff, so that they can keep up and be a little bit more proactive, and to have council say no to consecutive budgets, it's the wrong thing to do. The other group that's part of Wake Up has said 350. I don't know where the science or the data that comes forward to say 350 is the number, but all the police chief has asked for in the last 2 years is 12 for 2019 and 12 for 2020, and mayor and council have said no, not going to happen.
And the difference is that your group is saying, we want those police officers right now.
Yeah, and the only way that we're going to get police officers right now is through the RCMP system. Let's worry about what's going to take place later. We've heard Wally Opal say it's going to be 2 to 3 years before this comes into play. Why are we going to wait 2 or 3 more years before we see the first boot on the ground? The one thing that I will agree with the current mayor and council that's voted this through is they campaigned on more boots on the ground. They're just not delivering that in any way, shape, or form.
And Brenda Locke has a notice of motion coming up tonight with regards to revisiting this whole idea of moving to a municipal police department. How do you see that playing out?
Well, how it's going to play out? Well, I like every other notice of motion, Kevin. They'll talk about it. The four independent councillors will talk about it, and the other five people will vote against it without saying a word. That's how I think it's going to play out. But it's a good notice. It's a good motion. You know, what is there to be afraid of when all you're asking somebody to do is to take a good long look at what it's going to cost and what it's going to look like? While Wally Opal's doing his bit, why are we getting those answers? It seems like a pretty important thing for this city of $129 million over the next 5 years. What's wrong with investing a little bit of time and having a third party do it? Why are we afraid of doing this? We'll never know because nobody's ever going to answer that question.
And part of the Speak Up Surrey is to get these opposing councillors or these Safe Surrey councillors to actually express why they want to, why they're voting the way they do, yes?
Yeah, the bottom line in all of this is we as the general public elect people to speak on our behalf. Those people that sit in council chambers have been elected to do that. But they've chosen not to do that. And when we think about, you know, the very next day, the media, you know, puts a microphone in front of them or gives them a phone call, and then they make their responses the next day. That's really similar to, you know, how these people deal with social media, and they sit behind the cloak of a screen and a keyboard. They had the opportunity to address those people that were in council chambers face-to-face, eye-to-eye, and they didn't have the courage to do so. And that's probably the most disappointing thing that I'm hearing from the people that are in the public. Why are they not telling us why this is such a good budget, as the mayor called it?
Mike, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin.